The search continues for two missing U.S. soldiers ambushed last month in Iraq. Late last week, one of the soldiers searching for them was killed. Private First Class Matthew Bean was from Pembroke, Massachusetts. He was 22. As Meghna Chakrabarty reports, Bean's death links the sacrifices made by the three servicemen.
The flag outside Silver Lake Regional High School flutters at half staff. Matthew Bean graduated here in 2003. His guidance counselor, Robert Laughlin, remembers the kid who walked into his office 4 years earlier.
Wide-eyed, impressionable, a kid you found out very quickly that he was one you could trust to deliver on a job he gave him.
Bean was solid, quiet. Laughlin says he was a deeply principled student. His father, Dana, is a carpenter, and like him, Bean loved to work with his hands. He studied in the high school's agricultural program, played football, and thrived outdoors. Paul Atwater was Bean's pastor at North River Community Church.
One of the factors that led him to enlist in the Army was after the first soldier from Pembroke died 3 years ago.
That was Massachusetts Marine Brian McPhillips. He died in Central Iraq. Matthew Bean didn't know McPhillips, but Atwater says that didn't matter.
His death and his service greatly impacted Matthew, and he felt like he could not sit this one out.
Matthew Bean was assigned to the Army's 10th Mountain Division. He saw immediate and intense action. He survived three roadside bomb attacks and saved members of his unit when he discovered another IED. The military awarded Bean the Bronze Star for that, but the young man who preferred working a backhoe to boasting didn't tell his family. Pastor Paul Atwater believes Bean's natural modesty is in short supply today.
The weakest part of our culture is the very, you know, self-oriented, what's in it for me now kind of mindset. But the greatest part of our culture is those who serve other people first. And I would put Matthew in that category.
Inspired to service by one soldier, Bean died searching for another. Specialist Alex Jimenez was also from the 10th Mountain Division and also from Massachusetts. Bean knew Jimenez was one of three soldiers kidnapped south of Baghdad on May 12th. On May 19th, Bean took up position on a rooftop as his unit searched door to door. A sniper fired. The armor-piercing bullet hit Bean in the head. He was medevaced to Germany and then to Maryland. 12 days later, Bean's family took him off life support.
Even in the manner of Jesus, you know, Jesus said, "Greater love has no man than this, than he lay down his life for his friends."
For Pastor Paul Atwater, that's what comes to mind when he thinks of the manner of service and sacrifice made by the soldiers. And the thought was with him as he led funeral prayers for Private First Class Matthew Bean. For NPR News, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.